Thank you. Hello. I'm Milena. I'm originally from Serbia, but now I work in the UK in European Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecast, and I will present our efforts to make our data, as you can could see yesterday in Juliet talks, our data is somewhat complicated for users that are outside of meteorological community, so I will present our efforts to bridge this gap. So we are European Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecast. We are based in Reading. We are established in the 70s, and since 1979 we are producing weather forecast. We are international organization with 34 member and cooperating states, and we have around 350 staff members and growing. We are both operational service and research center, and we operate two Copernicus services, Copernicus Climate Change Service and Copernicus Atmospheric Monitoring Service. We are now in the UK, but we are moving our data center to Bologna next year, so we will be in two countries. Our operational activities are twice a day we produce high resolution and ensemble weather forecast, and another twice a day we produce global model that is which data is used as entry for our member states' regional models on high resolution. We produced hundreds of terabytes of data, and we also have this data available as web maps, as hundreds of thousands of web maps updated twice a day. And we disseminate all our data in real time twice a day to 200 destinations worldwide. We are also producing everyday research data. It is also hundreds of experiments from research at our center and in our member states. And we're also producing reforecast and climate reanalysis. It all adds up to our big meteorological archive, which is now over 300 petabytes of data and 250 petabytes added every day. All of this doesn't make our data very easy to access, even though we do have very sophisticated dissemination system that is disseminating all these terabytes of data to our users twice a day. We have web services. Our data are available through our web portal and through WMS. Non-users can actually process all of our data. And lots of our ensemble data sits unused because it's a lot to download and then to process. So we are looking into better ways to bridge this gap between users and data, which presents our first challenge. How do we actually get more users and more non-meteorological users to use our data? Another challenge that we have is that users want to get to know our data, they want to visualize their data, they want to easily share results of their meteorological work, to interactively work with our data, but they don't want to spend a lot of time learning another new visualization library that works very well with meteorological data, to spend a lot of time defining colors for each and every meteorological parameter, and we have over 200 of them, which leads us to then having something like this for every single parameter or something like this. When you just visualize, you get everything is the same. So another challenge is how to make this visualization process of so many meteorological parameters easier for the users. We can help because we have already over 30 years of experience of working with meteorological data, visualizing meteorological data. We have our in-house software that is now even open source. We have MAGIX, that is plotting library. It is using our own also open source EC code library to decode meteorological data. And for example, Proj4 for projections. On top of MAGIX, it's Matthew, which is a meteorological workstation to visualize and process meteorological data. And also we have EC charts, which is web portal to for forecasters to actually use meteorological data. We want to use our experience with all of this to offer automatic styling, to offer easier work with meteorological data with Jupyter notebooks, and to offer some kind of light WMS service that will make users work with our data much more easier. So we start with MAGIX. MAGIX is over 30-year-old plotting library. It knows our data very well, but to actually define how you visualize your data, you need a lot of parameters. Over the years, MAGIX for just plotting, it has over 100 parameters that you need to know in order to set your visualization well. But users don't want that. User just want, I give you this parameter and tell you, give me automatic settings and I want to see how it looks like. So we did a little project. We had over 250 parameters already visualized in easy charts, and we wanted all of these styles somehow imported into MAGIX to have it available for users on demand. So it was our basis. If you want to know more about EC charts, there will be a presentation at 11 in the Rhapsodia Ballroom. So these parameters and these styles are very well known by our member states, our forecasters, and lots of time they want, okay, I have your data, I want to see it as I see it on EC charts. I don't want to invent, I don't want to go through some code and define colors for every single parameter. So what we did, MAGIX already knows meteorological data and it reads metadata, and then we created rules for each parameters that is recognized. Okay, we have this parameter, apply this style to this parameter, and then automatically it applies the style. GRIB is our meteorological format, but NetCDF is another more widely used format, and we want to have we implemented also support for NetCDF. But X-Array is library that is now more and more present, and it has support for both GRIB and both NetCDF. So we want also to have support, the same support that we have for GRIB and NetCDF, we want to have it for X-Array, because that's the future. So all this styling is used in our what we call skinny WMS. So it's a lightweight WMS service. So what it does, it scans, if you have a directory with your meteorological data, and you don't know how to work with this meteorological data, it scans the directory, picks up metadata, and then tells MAGIX, okay, you have this metadata, please find me the style and get me the map. So this service returns three functions. It builds small get capabilities, get map, and get legend. So you can use these get capabilities to any WMS client. But it also starts a small Flask server, and if you want to just inspect your data, you can put this localhost link in your browser, and you will get your data visualized right there. So this is just an embryonic work. It's just in alpha phase started. So we need, even though we've imported all the recognized parameters, have all of their styles, there's a lot more to do. We want to add more styles and support for time steps and for more parameters, and improved support for projection. How to use it? Well, you just download it with pip or conda and then start with skinny WMS and give it path to your data, and then put the link in your browser or put it in your WMS client, and you have your all of your data in this directory visualized to inspection. What does it have to do with cloud? So it brings us back to our first challenge. We have all this data, we disseminate it, but it for non-Met service users, it can be challenging just to download this data and then to process it. So what we want to do is we want to bring the data, the users to the data, not the data to the users. And we also want to bring users to the processing and the data. Because of this reason, ECMWF is joining another couple of private companies, universities, and research centers in Hidalgo project, which is a European Horizon 2020 project that has a vision of solving some of the global challenges by uniting scientists from different fields working together on solving some of world challenges. The challenges that we are working on are simulation of migration of refugees, simulation of air pollution on city level, and social simulation of messages on social networks. ECMWF is involved in the first two simulations because they want to use our data, but they don't have absolutely any experience in using meteorological data. So we are helping them working with our data and getting to know with it and processing it. How do we see Hidalgo? So we have this like a building workflow from HPC through cloud, through visualization service to end user. So end user doesn't know anything about HPC or how to work meteorological data. They just want to run their maybe NGO who is wants to see where refugees will move in the next, in the future. And they just start working in Hidalgo project. They run the simulation and everything is done through orchestrator behind the scene. So we are using the experience in this project to move from this how it's done today. So we run our model, we have fields in the database, and then we either push it to the user or have a user pull it from the archive. What we want is to have both users and service together and users together in the cloud, so data doesn't leave our center. If the user just wants want data, and they will have data and software on the cloud. They will if it's advanced user who wants to run their model and simulation, they will have our infrastructure to run their simulation, but already they will have data too, so they don't have to move any data. We are partnering with EUMETSAT together because our data is connected. We have the same users, and both of our data is too big to actually move it and process it then together. So we already have some experience with building a cloud. So we are involved through Copernicus to building Copernicus Climate Data Store, which is something similar but with all the data open. So it has climate data, climate tree analysis, also some satellite data and river discharge data, and users can download data and process it, but they can also process using CDS toolbox, and they can build their application or process the data directly on Copernicus Cloud. And some of the applications are already using our small skinny WMS to visualize their results of their work. This image is showing one of the first applications that is actually so they are building an application for climate sustainability for tourism, and they're calculating touristic indices and visualize it using Skinny WMS and Magix. Bringing the user and the data together and enabling easy visualization are very important ways of getting more users outside of our little meteorological community and getting our data used more. So we have plans to create more rules for automatic styling to enable users to create their own styles to end to do more work on this Skinny WMS and add the time component, and to improve actually Magix by using it in sustainable data portals, CDS toolbox, and more Horizon 2020 projects. We are building a federated cloud together with EUMETSAT to facilitate this, and then we started this year two-year pilot study that will have our member state having their applications on this cloud, and also Horizon 2020 applications working on this cloud. And then we want to integrate this Skinny WMS on the cloud through Jupyter and IPy leaflet, so it's used by even bigger community. So this is enabled by this Horizon 2020 project, and we also have we are also hiring. Thank you.
Thank you. So, questions. There's many people, so I expect many questions.
I was just wondering, this library that you have, this lightweight server,
yes.
Is it only tailored for this use case, or it can be used in other circumstances as well? I mean, imagine
that
I want to have an implementation of
WMS,
but lightweight, can
then
still
use
this?
It reads GRIB and NetCDF data, which is meteorological data, but it could be adjusted, it could be built, extended to support anything else and build a WMS.
I have a quick question while others think. I don't work with meteorological data, but I was contacted by another European project called Primavera. I don't know if you heard. Do you have any contacts with them? Maybe I'm completely wrong, and I don't. It's still, they work on meteorological data and they do some predictions.
We work on several European projects, but I think we cooperate. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you know them as well.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Other questions? Going once? Last chance? Okay. Thank you, and then we just wait for the next speaker. Thank you very much.